What happened after you arrived in Leicester in 1979?
When I came as a consultant to Leicester, I was appointed to the first position as a consultant with a special interest in children's diabetes. I realised that John Hernshaw was, as I've said, looking after many of the children, probably two-thirds of the children with diabetes, from the day of diagnosis, and I realised that I ought to join up with him rather than compete in any way. And so, I realised that I should join with him, and we set up together, or he was already doing, a children's clinic every month, I think it was, on a Saturday morning. And so I started going to this clinic and sitting beside him once or twice to see how he organised children's diabetes. And then, obviously, as time went on, we had our separate lists, and but did the clinic together for until he retired. On a Saturday morning. And also I went out on a newly diagnosed children's home visit, a domiciliary visit, to see how he organised that. And subsequently I did many domiciliary visits myself at the point of diagnosis. Now, also I did feel that I wanted to set up my own children's diabetic clinic, which I did, and I don't think John really appreciated that and didn't really want me to set up some competition. But it was quite clear that at least a third of children had to be admitted to hospital at diagnosis because they were ill and dehydrated. And so those children I tended to see in my clinic, some on the Saturday morning, at this time, in 1979, Leicester already had an assay for HbA1, which was up and running and very useful indeed. This was the first time I'd been able to use HbA1 as a standard of care and assessment of diabetic control. Moreover, we were just then beginning to introduce blood glucose monitoring in the children, with some very old-fashioned, now very old-fashioned, blood glucose monitoring machines. I think the first one was using dextro sticks and the dextrometer or something it was called. In my first year in Leicester, John had said to me it would be very useful for me to go on a diabetic children's holiday with the British Diabetic Association. John had been on many of these holidays himself. And I remember being called up about June 1979 by the British Diabetic Association saying, could I go to Denmark with 18 adolescent diabetics